Welcome to Animal Companions. This is Joyce, your Radio Reading Service volunteer broadcaster, welcoming you to this edition of Animal Companions, where we read about the animals in our lives and how they affect us. Today I'll be reading some more information from Piglet, The Unexpected Story of a Deaf-Blind Pink Puppy and His Family by Melissa Shapiro, veterinarian, and if we have some time, I'll be reading some articles and newsletters about the animals in our lives. We're going to start today's readings with Piglet by Melissa Shapiro, veterinarian. Previously, we learned that Melissa began to understand how much of a role model Piglet could be. And he was a role model not only for children, but for also people with disabilities because of his determination and perseverance and how he showed the way he was able to overcome his blind and deafness. And now we start February 2018 to June 2018 in New York City. How does he know? Whenever Piglet reacted appropriately to a new situation that would stress most hearing and sighted dogs, I'd ask myself that question. It was very much on my mind when he and I boarded the train for New York City on a freezing cold Thursday afternoon in early February 2018. Specifically, how did this little pink one-year-old handsome boy dog appear to know that this, his very first train ride from Westport to Manhattan, was happening for an important reason? For Piggy, always fastidious about his routines, this was unlike any outing or event we had attended in the past. Just getting to the train station was a big challenge for me for several reasons, starting with the fact that I had to transfer all of his supplies from the tiny gray backpack I usually use locally to the new roomier lightweight one I just bought. The bigger pack had an extra space for his blanket, an extra sweater for me, and whatever items we needed to bring back from New York. Piglet was very attentive and curious about the new smells of the platform and then on the train. He was exceptionally calm and composed and absolutely adorable, which in turn gave me the early confidence I needed to feel that we could do whatever we'd set forth to do. The truth is that I had worked myself up to the point that I was an absolute wreck after worrying in the 2 days leading up to this departure. I wasn't sure if I could bring a tiny dog on the train with me, whether he would be happy in his little carry bag, or if I could keep him on my lap wrapped in his blanket, or whether that was even safe. Piglet's calm grounded me as he did what he did, which is to exceed all expectations as he adapted and adjusted to new situations. For that reason, there was no question that he knew this was something special. After sniffing the cold winter air outside the train station, Piglet patiently let me wrap him in an extra blanket, and then, with a look of composure and confidence, he ate his little treat, curled up in his carrier, as I zipped him in. He let out a few grunts and squeaks as the train pulled out of the station. I couldn't tell if he was unsettled by the movement of over the tracks or entertained. Still, the reassuring message he relayed was, "Relax, we're going to be fine." The whole expedition had only come about 2 days earlier after I received a message at 12:45 p.m. on Piglet's Facebook page from Lauren Morrissey of Stamford, Connecticut. "Hi," she says. "This is very late notice, but you just came to my attention. We are hosting the New York Pet Fashion Show this Thursday, February 8th, at the Hotel Pennsylvania from 6 to 10 p.m. We would love to have you and Piglet participate if you're interested, and would put together something very simple and easy for you." The moment I read Lauren's message, the first thing that came to mind was, I'd never be in a fashion show. But after calling and finding out what exactly this would entail, I was happy to hear that we're not inviting me to be in the show. They were actually inviting Piglet, the up-and-coming star, to participate as an ambassador for rescue dogs. I learned that the annual fashion show and fundraiser was going into its 15th year, and that when it comes to rescues, pets, and fashion, this was the iconic event of the New York City social scene. The two powerhouses behind the charity were the chairman, per media guru Greg Oler, president of Oler Media, Inc., and co-chair Ada Nieves, a world-renowned pet fashion designer and rescue advocate. In addition to raising money for rescue groups, the purpose of the show with pets, some of them annual celebrities, in top-of-the-line couture fashion, was to change public perception of rescue animals. Of course, I loved the cause. The main beneficiary of the event was the Mayor's Alliance for New York City's Animals, which is dedicated to providing a higher quality of life and forever homes for our companion animals. It also happened that I had no work scheduled on Thursday, so we could easily take the train to be there at 5 p.m. with enough time to get up to the ballroom on the 18th floor of the Hotel Pennsylvania. I'd been able to get Peggy Lee situated and all dressed up in his cowboy fashion and still have time to attend the very crowded media gathering before he went on at 7:30. It was flattering, to say the least. This was the first request for Piglet to make a public appearance at such a large fundraising event. This would be his New York debut. On the train ride, I recalled how Warren had urged me to attend but declined, having me get a dog sitter so he could come with us. Of course, you should go to the fashion show. Piglet should hobnob with all the fashionistas, Warren said. He thought my going alone would be an adventure, a timely one for networking now that Piglet had his own business cards, stickers, buttons, magnets, and anything that I could bring to the show. I almost decided to wear one of our new Baby Piglet t-shirts, but broke down and wore real clothes for the fashion show. I didn't know what to expect, so I confronted the situation and therefore conformed to the year. After saying we would be happy to attend, I sent the Pink Boys bio and lots of pictures, including group shots of our most adorable 7-pack of dogs with Piglet in the middle. They would use his bio for the script to tell his rescue story as he walked down the runway. Trying to cover all bases, I reminded Lauren that this was going to be a new experience for Piggy with tons of new dog smells in a new environment, not to mention that he would be working with someone he didn't know and who didn't know him. Lauren assured me that we would address all those concerns. When I emailed the press materials, I also wrote, "I'll wait to hear from you, Ree, what I need to do next. I can measure whatever you need me to, Ree, the outfits. He is petite and long, and he is extremely handsome." Lauren wrote back in a flash, "Oh my gosh, he is adorable. He weighs 5.5 pounds. Am I correct?" I confirmed to her that was correct, that his weight exactly was 5.5 pounds. Lauren let me know that he would be the one walking Piglet and that she would be dressed as a rhinestone cowgirl to go along with his country couture. That sounded like an audience grabber. I had to ask every possible safety question, letting her know that I needed some coordinating time with her to make sure she and he were comfortable with each other. I reminded her that while he was incredibly adaptable, being deaf and blind, it would take a little time for him to acclimatize to the new environment and to her. Lauren's response was so reassuring, predicting that Piglet would enjoy himself, and who knows, he may choose to become a runway model. "We will figure it out together, you, Piglet, and me. The runway is raised, so Piglet would need to be right at my side, or I'll hold him the whole time, maybe put him down for a moment at the end of a short leash for photographs. Safety, comfort, happiness first." Even with her encouragement, a somewhat unfamiliar side of me came roaring to the fore, protective stage mom. Whenever my children performed in high-pressure settings, I knew that they would be soaring because I knew they were prepared and had the love and passion for what they were doing. With Piglet, I never wanted to do anything that would make him feel uncomfortable. There were also daunting logistics of traipsing around New York City with an almost 6-pound piggy in a carrier that I would try not to jostle and a backpack full of his supplies, extra shirts, foods, wipes, treats, coats, and baggies. 10 years earlier, no problem, but in February 2018, and to this day, this wasn't ideal for my back and shoulders. There was also the issue of finding a spot where Piggity would pee and poop. Being in the 18th floor of the hotel without easy access to grassy yards was another complication. As I learned later, most of the fashion show dogs were little chihuahuas and other small breeds. Most of them happily used pee pads, not my country dog, who was only going to go outside on the grass. Piglet stopped using pee pads when he was a teeny baby. Once we were on the tracks on our way to the actual event, with a sleepy piggy in his carrier on my lap, I made a decision to stop stressing and just have an adventure. One of the Halloween cards from a boy in Trish's third grade class had commended Piglet for his courage, despite his lack of hair. He said that he always tried to get into a Piglet state of mind when he needed to feel more brave. There was no reason I couldn't do the same thing. Upon our arrival at Grand Central Station, Piggity immediately recognized that we were in a very new place. Even before I took him out of his carrier so he could stretch his legs a little bit, he barked and carried on, reacting to all the scents swirling like a Wizard of Oz tornado. That was when I put him back in his bag. It really did feel like we'd landed very far from our home in Westport, Connecticut. "Come on, big boy," I said, not caring what stranger thought, as I talked to my dog carrier and hit the street on a dark, cold February night to look for a Piglet pee spot. There was no grass anywhere in the vicinity of the train station. At last we found the promised land, not far from Grand Central, in the form of a patch of dirt outside the New York Public Library. From then on, that spot served as one of Piglet's reliable pee places whenever we were coming and going from the train. When we arrived at the hotel, we went straight up to meet Lauren in her hotel suite. She was in the middle of getting dressed, so Piglet made himself at home, mapping the small room in her suite, first by walking the perimeter a few times, next by making small, thin, increasingly larger concentric circles. Once he was satisfied, I fed him his dinner. Lauren, a vivacious blonde, joined us and was dressed just as she described to me in one of her emails, with an attached photo. As the rhinestone cowgirl, in honor of the late, great Glen Campbell, I will be wearing white with gold sequins, mocking rhinestones, mini dress, and boots. Notice the boots. One of them says rescue. Ada and I blinged them over the past 2 weeks. She was smitten instantly with Piggy, giving him a snuggle and a big hello. He liked her at once, returning her hello with his signature tail wagging, greeting, and a sniff, registering her in his growing memory field of friends. "Piglet's going to steal the show," Lauren pronounced. "We planned to meet up again when the pre-show media event was taking place. He would get his little cowboy t-shirt right before his call time." Before anything actually kicked off, Piglet and I went to the main room and were soon connecting with various folks and pets in the fashion and rescue world. The combination was interesting. This was my second experience with dog fashion. Some years before, I'd been a guest on the Pet Talk with Lauren Collier, a Connecticut cable show where I'd been invited to talk about senior pet care and the use of laser therapy for helping arthritic dogs. Evie, who had just arrived in our household, accompanied me to the show. The Pet Talk guests, after me, had dogs wearing elaborate holiday outfits. Evie glanced at those dogs and did a little doggy double take. At the New York Fashion Show, I was dazzled by the ornately designed costumes for animals. The models and celebrities with them were also well adorned. There was a model carrying a chicken, both dressed as showgirls, a bearded dragon looking like some kind of outlaw, lots of cowboy and cowgirl hats, plus dogs with ukuleles and tiny guitars, and plenty of gingham feather headdresses and bow ties. When we reconnected with Lauren, she took Piggy in her arms, proving that he was comfortable with her as they practiced the runway walk. The timing for how she would come out holding Piglet, while the MC told the deaf-blind pink boy's story, and then walk with him in her arms at the end of the runway where she was going to pause for pictures. All my stage mother nerves soon calmed down. This was going to proceed beautifully. We then stayed with Lauren for pre-show, and she held the pink boy as we talked to press and to some of the VIPs. After all of that, I felt very relieved. We set a time to meet right before Piglet's turn to so that Lauren could mingle, and then he and I went to find a calm spot where he could chill until he had to change. Every time I thought, maybe we should go out and get him to pee before his turn on the runway, I got distracted, which delayed getting him outside. Piglet didn't complain, as he sometimes would, because he was also distracted by all the commotion. But before he could warn me that he needed to get to a pee spot fast, he had an accident that landed him and me covered in urine. Of all the things to worry about, this was an unfortunate one, but not a crisis. It's okay, Piglety. I comforted him with reassuring strokes and pats, not taps and lots of kisses, as I located a restroom. Accidents aren't common for Piglet, but when he is in a new environment, he tends to become overstimulated and needs to pee more frequently. Fortunately, I was prepared. I had been packing extra supplies for my kids for the past 20-some years and was ready. I cleaned him up with baby wipes I carried for him, washing him up and washing myself, and changed his little shirt. "Not a big deal, Pinky," I said to him, knowing as always that he couldn't hear, but certain he could feel my reassuring touch. He wasn't wearing his fashion show shirt yet, so all was fine. Then it was time. I went to get his Western cowboy costume on him, wrapped him in a blanket, and then handed him to Lauren just before his turn. Holding my breath, I watched as the cue was given and she unwrapped him so he could walk with her down the runway, at which point he popped out and was ready. He was extremely adorable, my little handsome boy. It was a very unusual feeling for me to watch someone else whom I had just met handling Piggy. Wide awake and alert, in her arms, he was evidently poised and ready. Showtime! Like a tiny cowboy angel. At the moment when she paused at the end of the runway, Lauren held him up in the spotlight so everyone could see his little cowboy outfit, a blue t-shirt, red bandana, and a little cowboy hat that slipped down over his neck. He does not like hats. This was uncharted territory for us. He was calm and went along with the whole scene, being photographed like he was a true star, serene in his confidence with cameras flashing away. I ran through a tightly packed crowd to get to a place so I could take a video of him at the end of the runway. I was surprised that this had turned into such an emotionally charged throwback to all of those instances when I'd taken pictures and videos of my kids at their music concerts. Audible reactions to his cuteness rang through the room. The MC in the summary of Piglet's rescue, his being double dapple doxy chi mix, and that he was deaf and blind. He was even included in a mention of the Piglet Mindset educational outreach. Wrapping up, he further thanked Piglet, especially for your work as an advocate for other rescue dogs with disabilities, as the audience broke out into an applause. Lauren, the rhinestone cowgirl, and Piglet, the perfect pink cowboy, turned around so all could get one last look as I glanced at all the smiles in the large ballroom. We had ventured into a world of fashion and pets that was like going to Oz, and we'd made a lot of new friends, so much so that we were thrilled to return to the event the following 2 years. In the meantime, I made an important decision on the way home that meant we were going to be on the move more than ever. That's this reading for Piglet, the unexpected story of a deaf-blind pink puppy and his family, written by Melissa Shapiro. Next week, we'll continue with Piglet's escapades as a star. Our next story is about a chihuahua who brings his owner to tears abroad. The story is written by Joy Love. A Dutch dog owner was moved to tears when she discovered her chihuahua's thoughtful surprise buried in her suitcase while unpacking at her Mexico City hotel. In a touching video, 30-year-old Lely Ram shared her emotional reaction upon finding a chewy bone that her beloved pup Ziggy had tucked away for her. "I was calmly unpacking my suitcase at my hotel in Mexico City until," she wrote in her video, recalling the discovery of Ziggy's gift. Her caption read, "Dramatic post alert, but I don't care, because that's the literal love of my life. Ram, who usually brings Ziggy along on her travels, explained this work trip was simply too long and busy for her trusty companion to join. The pair shared a unique bond. Ram rescued Ziggy from Costa Rica as a tiny puppy, and together they lived in four countries and traveled the world. He came into my life at arguably the lowest point in my life, and I truly don't know where I would be now had I not found him, Ram recalled. She often gives Ziggy a special talk before a journey, but this time she hadn't, believing he sensed that he wouldn't be joining her, and so he left a token of his love in her luggage for comfort. Given he is always with me, I was very sad to leave him, and upon my arrival to my hotel room, I found a bone that he had hidden at the very bottom of my luggage. On account of exhaustion, jet lag, and missing him, I burst out into tears when I discovered he had left it there for me to find. Ram advises other pet owners to always make sure their animals are cared for by trusted people when they travel, noting, "Our pets give us unconditional love, and the least we can do is make sure that they feel safe and secure and cared for, whether they're with us or waiting for us to come home." The heartwarming story has resonated with millions online as viewers relate to the deep connections they share with their pets. This story, Chihuahua's Gift Brings Owner to Tears Abroad, was written by Joy Love. Our next story is titled A Healing Journey, Persistence and Training Helped Rydell Find the Road to Home. Rydell was just 2 years old when he arrived at Best Friend's Animal Sanctuary, young and playful with energy to spare. The only problem was that he didn't quite know what to do with all of that energy. His solution was to bark at other dogs, jump on everyone he met, and pull on his leash so hard that you could have sworn he was an elephant. Let's just say Rydell had a lot to learn. At Best Friends, all the animals get what they need to become their best selves, and for Rydell, that happened to be love and training that would set him up for success in a new home. His caregiver, Emma, recognized that right away. He had such a young, vibrant spirit and a love for life that he made me want to do everything I could to set him up for success. At first, they worked on his reactivity to cars, golf carts, and other animals while on a leash, as well as basic cues to help prepare him for a future home. Once his leash manners improved, they moved on to walking with other dogs, which helped him learn to coexist peacefully. From there, he started muzzle training so he could safely join playgroups. At first, he struggled because he hadn't much socialization, but over time, he began to romp with the other dogs, and he clearly enjoyed it. Rydell did so well with his training that even though he wasn't done learning everything, he was more than ready for his next chapter. Today, Rydell is living with his new family in Colorado. I couldn't be prouder of how he's come so far, Emma said, and I couldn't be happier that he found his match. Best vacation ever. College students spent their break giving back to the animals. Picking weeds may not sound like it made a lot of fun for a vacation, but for students from Utah State University, it was a blast. Through the university's Alternative Break program, students choose a nonprofit organization where they can spend time giving back, and this year they chose the sanctuary. Over 3 weeks, they cleared the goat barn, painted fences, weeded the turtle enclosure, and more. Utah is just one of many schools that Best Friends has hosted. Every year, college nationwide, from NYU to Boise State, book time to help the animals. In fact, the sanctuary is now such a popular destination for alternative spring breakers that reserving time for groups is way out until March 2027. Ruby, runaway ready. This is one donkey who was not only styling, but also fly bite protected. Ruby's stylish donkey pants are all the talk around Best Friends, Animal Sanctuary's Horse Haven. She's just so fashionable, but her pants are more than trendy. They're also practical. 31-year-old Ruby came to the sanctuary along with her son Jack after her family could no longer care for them. It was clear that they had been well-loved, but poor Ruby had a severe fly allergy. Every time she got a fly bite, she would scratch and chew her front legs relentlessly, causing large, painful wounds. Those wounds eventually healed and scarred, and that left her legs hairless and even less protected for future fly bites. This year, Ruby's caregivers were determined to get ahead of the problem. To make the flies buzz off, they fashioned her some of the most adorable custom-made pants you've ever seen. They're meant to protect her, keep her comfortable, and prevent future infections. Thanks to a little creative thinking and a sewing machine, this season Ruby's feeling hip, comfy, and ready to show off her pants in a home of her own. And her pants are plaid, and they are red and black and yellow. This story, Ruby is runaway ready. The next story, best vacation ever. And the first story, A Healing Journey, all come from the fall 2025 newsletter of Best Friends, the slogan of which is Save Them All. Well, that's the conclusion of Animal Companions for today. I do hope you've enjoyed the stories, and I hope you'll be back again next time when we read more stories about the animals in our lives. Until then, this is Joyce for Animal Companions and for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service. Be well, everyone. Stay healthy. Be happy. Bye-bye.